Now, despite its fearful warning of what happens when the king overlooks an evil deed in his region, when he fails to uphold the moral order, Brahma's reply, Brahma's speech, Brahma's reply to the questions of the four great kings closes on a positive note, closes with a description of what will happen if the king does uphold the moral order. He says, the gods will be joyful. Asterisms, moon and sun will move properly. The winds blow at the proper time. Rain fall at the proper time. And the abode of gods becomes full of immortals and sons of immortals. The realm becomes full of plenty. The king becomes famous and easily protects his subjects. So in this way, Brahma's speech closes on a positive note. So perhaps we should close on a positive note too. Not only close this lecture, but close the whole series. At the beginning of the lecture, I referred to the establishment of the FWBO, which took place nearly 10 years ago. And this means that next year, in the month of April, we'll be celebrating our 10th anniversary. I don't know what I shall be doing then. I don't know what we shall be doing then, how we will be celebrating that 10th anniversary. I rather think that I myself will be away somewhere in seclusion, perhaps in a cave, metaphorically speaking, perhaps studying and reflecting on the Sutra of Golden Light. But of one thing we can be certain: we will all be looking back and trying to assess what we have done in the first 10 years of our existence, trying to understand what we have done. Basically, we have done only two things, or have tried to do only two things. First, to transform our own lives, and second, to transform the world. We've been doing the first through meditation classes, retreats, yoga, study, communication, work, and so on. And we've been doing the second on a very small scale through various forms of team-based right livelihood. And I've no doubt that in the coming months, in the coming years, these team-based forms, or these forms of team-based right livelihood, will continue to grow. Grow until they make a substantial impact on the surrounding society, the surrounding world. In the course of the last 10 years, we've learned many things, but perhaps the most important is this, that there's only one way of transforming life, one way of transforming the world, and that is by making them receptive to the golden light, the light of the transcendental. It is only this light that can really transform. And I hope that the present series of lectures has helped us to see this a little more clearly. I hope that we now have a better understanding of what is meant by transformation of life and transformation of world in the Sutra of Golden Light. It's fitting, I think, that we should conclude in the words of the Sutra itself.